Chevra, often when I begin to speak and share words, that I think to myself, what am I doing? Like, why should I be sharing any words? And usually that's because I feel completely unworthy. I understand. Sometimes looking around, seeing certain people, and who am I? You know, tonight I feel like we're all being lifted up by Rav Eitan. So refreshing, so beautiful. Why interrupt? And after a niggun like that, Einod Movado, Efezulasso, there's nothing else, nothing to say, there's nothing to add. Maybe we should just continue, I don't know. Need a little break?
This is part of it.
Okay. Damn, it's all one. It's a schus to be here. And also give a karsa tov to Mahilga Talmud, Yidid Nafshi, Yosef, for bringing me here and all that made this possible. You know, I was actually with Rav Eitan a few days ago by a simcha, by a bris, and we were talking, obviously not to rehash details of whatever happened a few weeks ago, but he said whenever there are menios, whenever there's that which holds back and pushes back, it's a clear sign of something that's very, very kadosh. And I agreed in theory at the time, but I didn't understand what it was till I came to be a part of this. And this is something very special. What's going on here tonight is something very special. And the chevra that you have here is very special. On my way here before, I was with somebody who was also very kadosh. And someone was coming here to be part of this. Yes, is this a DRS event? Is this another a shul event? I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to explain. I said, no, these are just holy Jews who want ruchnius. There's no affiliation. And that itself is something so kaddish and so special, and that says something about each and every one of you. And emes, it's a schus to be a part of this. It's a schus to be a part of this. We've already opened up our hearts. You know, we've had the schus to be, and I think it was always meant to be tonight, because it happens to be, it's Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parsha Shira. What more special time to open up our hearts with the shiros and tishbachos of Rav Eitan and together. This was always meant to be now, we just didn't understand that. But more than that, you know, we're preparing for Shabbos, Erev Shabbos Kodesh. The Maram Sachem goes through many different words that we use to talk about song. Ashira, Halal, Rina, and then there's Zimra, a Zemer. It happens to be specifically in Shabbos Kodesh, on the holiest day of the week, the holiest day of the year, we refer to our singing as Zmiros. Why is it? What is Zmiros? How is the word Zemer different than all the other words that we use to talk about singing? So Rav Nachman has the most beautiful Torah. I think it's very appropriate tonight, especially as we prepare not only for Shabbos, next week for Tu B'Shvat. And each and every one of us is compared to that tree that we're going into Rosh Hashanah for. Lizamer, to sing, also has another meaning. Zemer, lizamer, is to prune. To prune a tree. What does it mean to prune a tree? To prune a tree is not to harvest the tree, it's not just to cut the tree and destroy the tree. To prune a tree is to cut away that which is not good in the tree. That which is dried out, that which is dead, to enable that tree to continue to grow, to prosper, to grow more than it was. That's what it is when you go around and you prune a tree. Zmiros is one and the same for each and every one of us. And I hope we're feeling it here tonight. I'm feeling it. That last niggun, we felt it. Lizamer. To come in and to prune ourselves. Va'adam et asada. And each and every one of us, we're in this world, and like Rav Eitan said before, our guf sometimes is so much more impressionable upon us. We're so much more in touch with that, and we get lost in that, and lost in this world, and lost in the physicality of this world, and sometimes are less in touch with our neshama. And we need to cut away that a little bit. We need to get down to our core, to our essence, to our neshama, and lizamer, to prune ourselves. That's what we're doing, that's what we're here for tonight. So it happens to be zemer. It's Gematria 247. We know there are Ramach mitzvahs aseh. There are 248 mitzvahs aseh. 248 ways to build a close kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So if Zemer is 247, that's the hachana. That's how we prepare to then be able to connect to Hashem. First, we have to prune away. We have to rid ourselves of the impediments that's holding us back. And cleanse ourselves, because deep down we're all kadosh. Deep down we all have a neshama. Deep down we all have the chelik alakami mal mamish. Sometimes we just need a little pruning. So it's supposed to be together, l'zamer. That's what we're doing here. And we're in very, very holy days. We're in very special days, very kadosh days. When the days of Shoivavim, these parashas of Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, B'Sha'alach, Yisra, Mishpatim, which are very big days of tshuva, very big days to l'zamer. And that's because we have to live with the parasha. The parasha is a mis'oyer, a zman, the big days of his life, we know, Yud Shvat this week. He used to teach us you have to live with the parsha. You have to live with the parsha. These weeks, you have to live with all these parshios. It's one group of Shoivavim. And this man where Klal Yisrael, each and every one of us, went into Golus, in Shemos, Ve'era, Bo, and starting to now pull ourselves out. To end towards the middle Bo already, and B'Shalach, as we're entering into a Zman of Geula. So where did it all begin? Where's the gula begin for each and every one of us? How are we going to make sure that this lizamer, this pruning, is going to stay with us? It all begins with Moshe Rabbeinu. It all begins with Moshe Rabbeinu as our leader, our manig. He's the one appointed by the Ribbono Shel Olam as the shliach to pull us out of the lowest of low, of Memtesh Shari Tuma. So where does Moshe Rabbeinu begin? This whole Zman, we have to go back to Parsha Shemos. And Moshe Rabbeinu, his life begins, we know the whole story. But when is the first conversation that he had with the Ribbono Shel Olam? Because seemingly that's very fundamental, that's very important, that's something that we could all learn from and grow from. Imagine, arguably, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest Jew to ever grace this earth, the one who took us out of that Memtesh Har Tuma, the one who brought us the Torah, the one who spoke Baspa Klarium Ira with the Ribbono Shel Olam, face to face in ways that no one else in history did. What was his first conversation with God? Because that first one seemingly has to be powerful, fundamental. Has to be something we all can learn from until today. So it happened at the Sneh, we all know it happened by the burning bush. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, Moshe, Moshe, in such an endearing, beautiful way, with love, with chiba, showing his love for Moshe Rabbeinu, his love for each and every one of us. And then he first says, Al tikrav halom. Al tikrav halom. Don't come any closer. Don't come any closer. If you look at the Ramban, why? Imagine Moshe Rabbeinu standing a few feet away from the burning bush, from the snap, and this voice is coming from that burning bush saying, Al tikrav halom, don't come any closer. And the Ramban explains that Moshe wasn't roi, Moshe wasn't fit. It was the Shechina. Don't come any closer. You're not roi to be here. Stay where you are. Al tikrav halom. Sometimes we need a little bit of humility. Moshe Rabbeinu had that humility. But we need humility in life. Al tikrav halom. Stay where you are. You don't deserve to come any closer yet. I think when I hear that, I think of the words of my Rebbe. My Rebbe Reb Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. The schus that my Rebbe was the Rebbe of the world. My Rebbe is very famous, the Howard Schultz. Howard Schultz, the CEO of Starbucks, was very close with Rav Nosson Zvi Zatzal. It's a lot of stories, I'm sure some of you have heard. This one, I don't know if you read this or if you knew this, but years ago, when Donald Trump was running the first time, so there's a lot of discussion and not everybody was so excited with Trump running, whatever it was, and a lot of people were trying to convince Howard Schultz to run for President of the United States. He's a very well-respected man. He's known to do incredible things for his company. And he decided not to. He took out an op-ed in the New York Times to explain why he wasn't running for president. You could Google this. You could read this. And he writes a whole entire article how he feels he has so much to do with his company and with his employees to help them, to do for them. He has so much more he has to do on his level. And basically he says he didn't feel worthy to run for president. He didn't feel worthy. And he ends with the following story. He says that one time he was visiting the Kotel together with Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Lishevrach. They were walking towards the wall, and they're about 10, 15 feet away, and Howard Schultz is continuing walking. He sees Rav Nosson Zvi stops. He turns back and says, Rebbe, Rav Nosson Zvi is not coming. But Rav Nosson Zvi said to Howard Schultz, I've never gotten closer than here. I just don't feel worthy. And that's how he ended this article. And he says, I don't feel worthy. Imagine Rav Nosson Zvi. I'm not saying for you or I, that's the level we should be on, and you can feel comfortable. I'm not getting into halachic discussion, touching the kodesh, kissing the kodesh. But Lemaisa, that was Rav Nosson Zvi. Sometimes we have to know our place and have a little humility in life. Al tikrav haloy, Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't come any closer. But then he says, Salam alechem al raglecha. Take your shoes off, Moshe. Ki hamokom asher atom et alav adnos kodesh. Because the place that you are standing is holy ground. You're standing in a holy place. So which one is it? I don't understand. Al tikrav haloy, don't come closer, because where I am is holy, is kadosh. The Shekhinah is right here. And then, take your shoes off, ki hamakom asher atom et adnos kodesh, where you are is holy. Where's the holiness? Where's the kedusha? Zok the Heilige Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim teaches us the deepest message, the deepest lesson. This was the first conversation God had with Moshe Rabbeinu. There are places, and I want to suggest as well, times that are full of inherent kedusha. When we're zoicha to be standing by Kosel Maravi, you feel something that's different. When I was zoicha last week, I was there. Last week, I was in the Marsa Achpela. You feel different. When you're standing by Kavar Achla, you feel different. It's inherent kedusha. There's a mechus of kedusha. And there's zmanim as well. Shabbos feels different. We don't feel the same on Shabbos. You just don't. And when we're together on a night like this, with the music of Eitan and Chevro that wants Ruchnias, it feels different. It's full of kedusha. But then you know what our problem sometimes in life is, that we've gone through this so many times. You know, we're lifted up and then we fall back down, and we're lifted up and we fall back down, and yeah, we have these moments and these times and these places. You know the first lesson that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu? Yes, that's true. And you need those. And you need to build yourself in those times to recognize and to remember who you can be and who you truly are. But also, HaMokom Asher Ata Omid Alav Admas Kodeshem. Where you're standing is also holy ground. That you have to make it. That might not be inherent. That's not in the makom. That's up to you. But a yid could make wherever they are full of kedusha. Each and every one of us has that neshama. We have a chilek alakam yamal mamish. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know the song. You know, I don't know if Eitan's ever sung this song, but like back in our childhood, it's of the deepest songs there was, right? From Uncle Moshe, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere. It's big. Like that's one we need to bring back, because it's the essence of everything. And to know that, and know the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not only found on an Erev Shabbos together of Eitan, or standing at the Kaisel, or in the Ilor, or Simchat Torah of Shabbos. Hamokom Asher Tomid Olavad Mas Kodeshem. Wherever you're standing, it's holy ground. But that's up to us. But that was the first message. Moshe Rabbeinu, you're going to be up here with me at times. We're going to have conversations, peh. You're going to bring the luchos down. But then you're going to also be with your family and take care of your kid and change a diaper. And you know what? Guess what? Hamokom Asher Tomid Olavad Mas Kodeshem. It's also holy. That's also kaddish. It's also kaddish when you get home from work and you spend time with your children and you learn parshas noyach and you study the aleph beis and you play a game with your child and you take a baby and you spend a half hour coddling and putting to sleep. It's all that's up to us to understand and to bring the kedusha into that moment. But this is also kaddish. And we have to know that. And we have to know there are bonus shalom everywhere. Hamakom, that place. Truth is, this was the lesson of the first lessons taught to Yaakov Avinu as well. Vayifka b'makom v'yol en shon. We all know Yaakov Avinu is on our Harabayas. He has the image of the Sula Mutzvarz of Rosh Hashemayimah. This is an incredible Torah from Rav Moshe. If you've never seen this inside, it's kedai to open up a Drash Moshe and see it inside. I don't have it here, but I should have brought it to read you. But it's very famous that Yaakov Avinu, he was traveling. And he's leaving Eretz Yisrael and going to Charan. He's running away from Esav. He's going to get married. It's Parshas Vayetzeh, right? And then you get to all the way to Charan, and you realize, wait a minute, I didn't daven in Har HaBayis, like my Zaydi, like my father. How am I going to be matzliach to find a wife? I'm going into Golis, I'm going into Chutzot, I'm going with Lavan. He travels all the way back, and he has Kvitzas HaDarach. Gemara in Chulin says, Sadi Aleph, I believe, he has different Kvitzas HaDarach than he ever had, and that anyone in history has ever had. What's every Kvitzas? We have Kvitzas HaDarach throughout the Torah. Eliezer had Kvitzas HaDarach, right? We all know. What's generally Kvitzas HaDarach? A week's journey takes a day's journey takes an hour. The Kvitzas HaDarach of Yaakov was very different. You know what the Kvitzas HaDarach of Yaakov was? Incredible. The Gemara Chulin tells us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted up Har HaBayis and brought it to him. Not you have to get there, I'm going to bring it to you. And Rav Moshe asks, Rav Moshe finds his Echazad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yes, I don't understand why. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, even the Nisim are the Derech Teva, so travel, and let him travel 5 minutes and get there quickly. Why bring Har HaBayis to him? The Medrash says at this moment, Yaakov felt him in Kaisel of Hanav. He was very afraid to go to Charan. He says, I'm going to go to Charan. My whole life I've been in Eretz Yisrael. My whole life I've been learning Torah by my father, by my Zaydi. In Shem Ve'Eber for 14 years I didn't sleep. And I'm going to go into Charan and be in a world of materialism, world of physicality, and be successful. I'm going to go and get married and have children and have what I've had until now. How's it going to be? How am I going to be successful? How am I going to be Bechir Avos? He was afraid. He had a pachad. As the mentor says, in Kozel, like he was standing with a wall in front of him. Don't we feel that at times? Don't we feel sometimes where it's like Kamin Kozel fun of like, who am I? What am I doing? Am I really living up to who I dreamt to be, who I wanted to be, who I thought I was going to be? I learned one time in yeshiva and I had dreams of had this beautiful bias, and sometimes I feel Kamin Kozel fun of. Like, what am I doing? And Yaakov was afraid of that after all these years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifts up Har HaBayis and brings it to him. And Rav Moshe explains and says, I want you to know, Yaakov, it's true, Har HaBayis is inherently full of Kedusha. And it's definitely easier to feel it there. But don't think you can't bring Har HaBayis to Charan as well. You can do it all there as well. And Rav Moshe Feinstein gives this Torah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, who contemplated whether he should go to Eretz Yisrael or America, he came to the Midbar of America and built Torah here. He was here, like us. And he says this Torah because you could bring Har HaBayis wherever you are. HaMokum Asher Torah Omid Olvad Meskeidesh. That's Geula. That's Geula. Yeah, we need these type of times to build ourselves and remember and give us a chizuk, then to take it into every aspect of our life. Wherever we are, make the most of it, make it kadosh, bring hamakom, der bonishom, that's makomo shaloylam. Whatever moment we're in. I was thinking on the way here, actually, be part of music. I have a Talmud, I'm very close to a good friend of Yosef as well. His name's Chaim Gedalia. And he was being very matzliach in the world of music. Not necessarily the Yiddish world of music, the world of music, the secular world of music. He had a band. He had a song that was number one on Spotify at one point. And he was trying, it's very hard in that world to make it, very hard in our world to make it, very hard in every world to make it, but he was in his starting to make it a little more, he was starting to play in front of crowds of 300, 400, 500, you know, different clubs, different places. And his band got a gig to play somewhere, I think it was in Boston. And he was excited. It was a place that held like 400 people, whatever it was. And they've been up and coming. And he gets to this gig. And he looked around. Okay, he's there early setting up and it's time for the show. He told me there were about 25 people there. And his mom is so down and out, so downtrodden, so upset, so sad. Like, mom is ripped his heart out. He's like trying to make it, and he's so excited, and he had to travel like 3 hours for the show, and 25 people. And they go back with his band before they start, and they decide to say, listen, we're here to play. We're going to put the best show in the world on. We're going to put the best show in the world on. And they go out there. He said it was the best show they ever put on. They put their whole heart and soul into the show. And they're playing. And the end of the show, a guy comes up to the stage and it says, could I have the mic and just talk to everybody here for a moment? And my Talmud Chaim Gedalia, he says to them, like, he never would let somebody like just come up and use the mic, but whatever, it's 25 people, let it be. And the guy takes the mic and says, I don't know if you know who I am. My friend brought me to your show. I'm the CEO of a company, Life is Good. Life is Good is a big t-shirt company. I don't know if the Chaver even knows. I don't know, a couple $100 million company, whatever it is. He's the CEO. And he says, whatever his name was, I don't recall right now. He says, you guys killed it out here tonight. You guys were amazing. And you did this in front of 25. I don't know if you know, but our company, Life is Good, we put on a music festival every year, the biggest names in music. 25, 30,000 people come. Headlining this year is Dave Matthews Band. If the Chevra's holding Hameven Yavin, when I, you know. You guys are going to open up for Dave Matthews Band. You guys were so good. You're not just playing in front of 25. I want you to play in front of 25,000. That was also, it was the winter, it was January, February, September was the festival, and they opened up for Dave. They opened up for Dave Matthews Band. Because they said, we're going to make the most of this, whatever this situation is. Lahavdil, lahavdil, b'kedusha. Lahavdil b'kedusha. Hamokom asher to'omid olavad miskoydeshem, wherever we are. To make it holy, to make it Kaddish, whatever situation we are, wherever we are. Yes, there are moments in time and place that are full of Kedusha, but it's up to us to make the most of every moment. And the Rabbeinu Shlom's by our side, he's within us every moment. He's within us every moment. Hamakum. You know, Chevra, this Hamakum. I don't know why, as of late, there's been so many tragedies in Klal Yisrael. I've been dealing with so many difficult tragedies. And I had a Talmud in Eretz Yisrael last week because they had to go to Lavaya of a one-year-old baby who didn't wake up. The Talmud's father, snorkeling in Aruba and had a heart attack, was nifter. Talmidim who lost their sister in a terrible car accident in Eretz Yisrael, all within the last week. I mean, for Gula, tomorrow is so scary. And how are these Yidden going to get through this? How does the Yid get through, Mamish? How does anyone get through? The tragedies that we just went through in Eretz Yisrael. Shem Yirachem, less Shabbos Kodesh. So what do we say? We say, Amakom Yinachem Eschem B'Sof Shev Leisi Yom Yishalayim. At least those are the words we have. We don't have any other words. We don't have any other words. You sit at some shiva house, there's no other words that you have. There's nothing else to even say. Hamakom, Yenachim Eschem, B'sof Shev Leisi Yerushalayim. Hamakom, Hamakom, the place. Hamakom is the Shem Hashem, right? Hamakom. We don't say Yudke Vavke, Elokim, Shakai, Hakel. Hamakom, Yenachim Eschem. That same makom, hamakom asher to'omid olavad miskoy d'shem. Vayivke b'makom, by Moshe it's hamakom. Hamakom asher to'omid olav. Vayakovin it's vayivke b'makom. The whole Torah is from vayivke b'makom, that place. Hamakom yinachem eschem. Meaning what? You know where the only nechama come from? We don't have answers. We only have questions. But when you know the Eibishter is by your side every moment, you know the Eibishter is wherever you are in every situation. When you really deeply believe that, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, that's the only nechama that we can have. And that's when you can make Hamakom Hashem Elavad Miskoy D'Shem. When you know it, and you believe it, and you feel it. And not, Halavai, it's of course, we feel it's easier in certain times and places where there's a mechos. We can take that everywhere. Hamakom Yenachem Eschem, B'soch Shev Leish Shlaim, Asher HaRemez, it's Rabban Shom brought me a big matana. This could only be a matana from Eibishter. If you take Gematria, Hamakom Yenachem Eschem B'soch Shar of Leisi Yom Yishalayim, trust me on this, you could check me on another time. It's 2484. The Gematria, Shema Yisro Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Ubarach Shem Kavod Machlus Oli Olam Vod. It's just knowing Hashem Echad, knowing Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elkein, Hashem Echad, Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Chol Olam, then knowing that Hashem is everything, Hashem is Kvod Malchuso. I don't have answers, I only have questions, but my answer is Hashem's orchestrating the world and knows better than I. Then Hamakom Yenachem Eschem. Then that's where Nechama could come from. And that's where Nechama could come from in our personal life. When we're struggling and you feel Kamin Kaisel in front of you, feel like there's a wall in front of you. To know Hamakom Ashtom Adam's Kodeshem. I'll make that makom holy. I'll make that makom kadosh. If you feel the makom is meirachok, if you feel vayaratz makom meirachok, you feel the very distance, then it's going to be difficult. That's why it happens to be vayaratz makom meirachok is exactly gematria 1,157, which is exactly gematria asara nisyonos. The nisyonos, the challenges of life, is when you feel vayaratz makom meirachok. When you feel God is distance, then there's a challenge. When it's but it's hamokom asher ta'omin Allah and kodeshem, you feel that Hashem is right there by your side. Hashem is with you at this moment. Nechama. I can have nechama, and I can make that moment. I have to believe I can make any moment. I can bring harabayas to my makom, wherever it is, and for my children, and they can feel that and can see it. And for whatever reason, we're living in West Hempstead right now, and Alavai, we want it. We yearn to be in Yerushalayim, and we yearn to have to mamish kodesh kedoshim. And but you know what? So this is my harabayas right now. For whatever reason. Whatever reason we're here, but you make it that for your children, and you let them know that. And you let them know, I'm makom Hashem, with yearning to be in Eretz Yisrael, always. But in the meantime, I'm makom Hashem, with love, I'm kodesh. Not merachok, but yifka b'makom. Right here, right now. This makom that we're in. Sometimes it's hard to see. That's the whole, that's shvat. That's Shvat. We have Tu B'Shvat coming. What's Tu B'Shvat? Tu B'Shvat is a Yontav Rosh Hashanah L'Gmanos. Go around, look outside. You see any growth? Do you see any growth on the trees? You see anything blossoming? Oh, so you say, no, that's for Eretz Yisrael. I was just in Eretz Yisrael last week. I've had gorgeous weather. It was the nicest January in 25 years. But nothing's blossoming yet. I'll bring you Raya. When do we make a bracha on blossoming fruit trees? Nisan. 6 more weeks. Because nothing's blossoming yet. But we all know the Torah. There's so much happening underneath the ground. There's so much happening that we don't necessarily see. There's Hamakom. There's the Eibishter there that we don't always see and we don't always understand. That's the month of Shvat. I want to say, maybe that's Pshat. No matter what, I know Kiyati Madi, right? No matter what's going on in my life, I know Kiyati Madi. What's the next pasuk? Shivtucha Mishantucha Yemei Nechmuni. So there's famous terzins, but I always was puzzled. Shivtucha Mishantucha Yemei Nechmuni. So Shivtucha, what's Shivtucha? Your shevet, your staff, your rod. Mishantucha, and that which you lean on. Hema, they're going to bring me nechama. So mishantacha, that which I lean on brings nechama. And a Talmud called me that he has a Talmud that in ninth grade that had to say vidoy with his 9-year-old sister last night. And he called me crying today. What do I say? What could I say? And I told him, there's nothing to say. Just know that he could lean on you. Know that you're there for him. Know that he should know you're there for him in every way. And that he could call you 24-7 and you're going to be by his side and you're with him in his tsar in every way. Mishantacha. So to know that I could lean on someone is a nechama. What shiftacha is a nechama? Your rod, your staff, that I could lean on Hashem is a nechama. That when he gives me a patch is a nechama. So there's different Torahs on this. But maybe, B'derech Drusha, it came to me in Eretz Yisrael, I want to suggest, Chevra. Maybe shiftacha means your Shvat. Your month of Shvat, which the essence of Shvat is to know that Hashem is there always and things are happening even that I don't see. Hema yinachmuni, that gives me nechama. I might not understand. I might not know why. But that's nechama. Hema yinachmuni. That will be given. That's nechama. Chevra, we have the schus to be together, to be uplifted. We have the schus to be together, lezamer. Supposed to be together to prune away, to cut away all the impediments that hold us back from being us, from being truth, from being true to yourself, being true to the Rabbi Nishalom. That's what this night is all about. But We have to take it with us. It can't just be tonight. It can't just be when we have this chus to come together like this with Rav Eitan and have the makom that's full of kedusha inherently. It has to be also a makom asher tomid al adam kriyat Hashem. It has to be taken with us. And that's what we're going to say this week. Just to end with the Torah, because it's such a beautiful Torah. Every year, Parshas B'Shalach, I think about this Torah. The Halakha words of the Nehemiah Lemelech. The Rebbe of Melech, and this Torah is in the end of Likutei Shoshana. The end of it, and we'll read it. On the words of Vnei Yisrael, Holchu Bayabasha B'Soy Chayam. We all know those words. The Bnei Yisrael went by Yabasha, the dry land B'Soy Chayam. Pasha Pshat, so the sea dried up and split, and they walked in the midst of the water, the dry land. Dine Yisrael b'shas kriyas yamzev roi niflosov yisbarach shemo v'rmuso gadluso. At the time of kriyas yamzev, it was like a makom of kedusha. It was like we have tonight. It was like standing by the kaisel. It was clear as day that there's an Eibishter. You couldn't deny. I feel a shifcha bayam had nevuah and level higher than the highest neviim, right? But listen to what he says. Listen to what Rabbi Melech says. V'yesh tzadikim, there are tzadikim. V'amech kulam tzadikim, don't forget, chever. Shehochin tamid v'dveikus, v'libam tamid b'rayim muskel. That every moment walk with dveikus, with clinging to God. And every moment their hearts are on fire with the loftiness of Hashem, with God loose to His greatness. Af shelo b'shas kriyas yamsuf. Even if you're away from kriyas yamsuf. Shagam bayabasha. Even when they get to the dry land. Roen niflosav. They see the wonders of God. They see Hashem. Eichem ad ein keitz ve'erich. That these wonders, Hashem's by our side and doing for us even in hidden ways with no measurements. Bechol davar v'davar nimtza ba'olam, with everything in this world. V'zeu apirish. And this is the deeper pshat in the words. Uvnei Yisrael holchu bayabasha b'soy chayam. Pirish. Shebayabasha, when they went on the dry land, holchu b'zeh, they went there, b'zeh ha-ramoyimimus, that loftiness, k'mo b'yam. Like they were still in the water. Bayabasha k'mo b'soy chayam, he says. The Rebbe Ramela. Yeah, we have times when we're bayabasha. Times when it's dry. Times when they're at tsaris. Times when we don't feel Hashem inherently in the place that we're in the time that we're in. Falchu bayabasha kimo besochayam. And we can do it. We can make hamakom asher ta'omid alav adam z'kayid Hashem. We can bring harabayah to where we are. Remember, we have that Rabbanu Shalom within us. Know that He's hamakom. He's hamakom that brings us nechama, shivtucha, that shvat where He's sometimes hidden. Heima yinachmoni. Hey, may Nachmuni that Nachama. Until we're Zoichet, the ultimate Nachama. Until we're Zoichet, the ultimate Nachama. This is going to be the Gila Shechina, Vahya Bayoma, Hu Yashem Echad, with Gula Shlema, with Mishiyah Zakenu, with the ultimate Gula, not just the Gula of Mitzrayim, but the ultimate Gula of Mashiach. Hey, Rabbi Amen.